Now, new, live, and local, and every weekday from 8 to 9 a.m. This is the show talking about what you want to know, what you need to know, and part of Woof Boom Radio's mission to use our voice to build our community. The all-new Delaware County Today, now on WMUN, the talk of Muncie. Here's your host, Director of News Operations and lead morning anchor, Steve Lindell.
Incoming rain, maybe thunder too, today, tonight. Paul Poteet on duty. People are talking about the silver alert in Muncie, still active as far as we know. There's been no cancellation of that. And we'll talk all things state police and beyond in just a moment. I'm Steve Lindell. It's 8:06. Thank you, Odessa, Ukraine, for listening this morning. Apparently, they want to hear from Sergeant Keegan. We'll get to that in just a second. Let's first get into our weather. That impacts everybody. We have a meteorologist for that. His name is Paul Poteet.
Good morning. We got some March Madness on the temperatures today, headed to 75 by this afternoon.
Today's forecast right there. We'll bail out of that. Not 75 today. That is inaccurate. I do have this right there. We're probably going to stay around 60 today, not 75. That was yesterday. The showers and possible thunderstorms will happen today. There's been some of that on a live radar so far this morning. Nothing severe expected, according to what we heard from Paul Poteet previously. Some scattered stuff around tonight, and then no rain chance Wednesday, but the high only 52 degrees. And then nothing higher than 49 or 50 at best through Monday each of those afternoons. Monday morning, it's going to be 29 degrees. Well, that's no good. That is no good at all. All right, let's bring in now State Police. And Sergeant Scott Keegan is in here, the PIO, the Public Information Officer.
Good morning.
Good morning to you, Sergeant. How are you today?
I'm enjoying the weather. Apparently, I'm going to have to get ready for some more cold weather.
Do you cook outside at all? Do you barbecue or anything?
Yes, even through the winter, I try to do that.
All right, attaboy, attaboy. We've had some nice 60, 70-degree days. I've done some meat and veggies and things like that. And, yes, even in the cold weather, I keep going, too. So let's start with subject number one, April the 8th. I don't know if you've heard. It's been on all of our newscasts. There's
something going on April 8th?
I'll help you with that. There's a total solar eclipse happen right over our head. Of course you know. State police and the emergency management agencies and innkeepers and hotels, it's going to be an impact, and we're assuming it's going to be a big impact. So from law enforcement standpoint, the before, the during, the after, you wanted to talk about this morning for that event.
Yeah, this is going to be an all hands on deck for our department, and I know with other departments in general, because we have a great shot through Indiana to see this eclipse. So not only are the people who actually live here going to be affected, but there's supposed to be thousands of people that are migrating to Indiana to watch this. So I guess this is a big thing. So yeah, we're coming up with some tips for people who want to attend that event or go out and celebrate it to prepare and be prepared for that event. Now, it's supposed to happen on April 8th between apparently 3 p.m. and about 3:12 p.m. Again, we should see a really good picture of the eclipse, and some areas in Indiana is going to get at least a 90% view of it. So this is the place to be to look at it. So we're looking, we want to get out information about what we can do maybe before the eclipse to be prepared. Again, it's going to be like our winter weather preparedness. Mm-hmm. We want to make sure that we have food and water with us, some snacks. We want to make sure that we have a full tank of gas, because there's a good possibility you may get stuck in long lines of traffic. So make sure you're filled up. We want to have our cell phone with us, with a cell phone charger. Again, we're expecting long times possibly after the event. So we need to prepare for that. We want to make sure we get our solar eclipse glasses so that we can view the eclipse safely. Uh-huh. And I've seen retail stores have those in their little checkouts and everything. So
on that particular note, Dr. McCreese is one of our sponsors and has been a guest as far as the safety part of your eyeballs. And some of those glasses are more safe than others. He got a little more specific with some letters and acronyms that I don't understand. But we'll have him back again, too, about the safety part of your eyes and everything. Keep going.
And we also want people to, like, research your routes, okay? We know that the major interstates are going to be, and highways are going to be bogged down, so you might have to take some county roads to get to your location there beforehand. So, again, try to have some prepared steps to go before the eclipse come, and then we're also talking about during. What do we want people to do during there? So, again, we want people to avoid traveling during that time because, again, we want people to arrive early and be where they need to be at mm-hmm. when it happens. During the eclipse, we don't want people stopping on the interstate, of course, nor the ramps or the shoulders.
Is there a worry that that is going to happen? I think, do we have some history about that from other eclipses?
There's a possibility, but we're trying to get the message out. We don't want people stopping on the interstate. And, I mean, I hate to have to bring up some of these other topics, but we don't want people taking photos or videos while they're driving.
Oh.
All right, because Indiana is a hands-free state, and yeah. you can't have your cellular device in your hands while you're operating a motor vehicle. It's kind of weird that we have to mention yeah. this, but we don't want people wearing their solar eclipse glasses while they're driving.
You're thinking of everything. I mean, really, you are, because you've practically seen everything, and all of those state police and law enforcement people have. Scott Keegan, Sergeant with the Indiana State Police, our guest on WMUN. We're talking about the total solar eclipse that happens April the 8th. Keep going with some more data points there.
So, again, during the eclipse, again, we're going to be encompassed in darkness, but we want people to make sure that they have their headlights on. We don't want them to rely on their auto headlight switch for when we're in 12 minutes of darkness. So make sure you're traveling with your headlights on. And in that sense, because it's going to be dark, you need to be watching out for pedestrians going across, trying to get where they got to go to see the eclipse. So try to be leery of people walking across roadways.
Somebody said to me, it's Indiana, the weather never cooperates.
It's going to be cloudy.
Right? It's going to be cloudy. Well, here's the thing. If it's cloudy, it still gets dark.
Yep.
I mean, it'll be pitch dark for a little while in the middle of an afternoon. So even if it's not sunny, we want for it to be sunny because that'll be the cool factor. But even if it's cloudy, it will get nighttime for several minutes and moments while it's at its totality. It's just wild to think, too. Have you ever experienced one of these before?
So I remember back in grade school.
Yeah, me too.
We had one, and I remember viewing it through a Pop-Tart foil.
Ooh, that's a good one.
Yeah, one of those, the sheets that Pop-Tarts come in.
Yeah,
We were able to, like, hold those up because they were, like, metal-ish, aluminum or whatever, and we could actually see it through there. So I have memories of elementary school.
When I was a little kid, Our Lady of Lourdes School in Little Falls, Minnesota,
uh-huh.
we sat on the front sidewalk of the school. Our back was to the sun, and our deal was, for science class, you turn it into class, we had two sheets of paper, right? You're nodding because you know what I'm talking about. You poke a hole mm-hmm. in the one piece of paper, and then you hold it kind of over your shoulder, and you're told, don't look at it,
mm-hmm.
and you're not, today, I mean, April 8th, don't look at it, it's going to hurt your eyes. And you would watch the shadow on the second piece of paper as it moved across, and it was pretty cool. You could see it happen. I don't know if that's an endorsed way of watching it, but that's what we did when I was little.
You use what you got.
You use what you got.
So,
Scott Keegan, what else do you got on there?
So, again, after the celebration or after the eclipse.
And when everybody will leave all at once.
Absolutely, but we want to remind people that if you're going to celebrate during that time and possibly consume alcoholic beverages, we want you to be smart about it, have a designated driver, or utilize the ride sharing. Now, keep in mind, it may take them a while or longer to get to you, but plan ahead if you plan on celebrating and consuming alcohol during that time. The message we want to get out to people is you either, we want you to arrive early, we want you to stay longer, and then leave late. Basically, so we want you to hang out for a while, make it a family event during that time, but we want people to enjoy celebrating with each other and let that post-event surge go, try to wait until that happens. We want people to be responsible, clean up after themselves also, because as humans, we make a mess when we're at places, but we want to try to at least pick up after ourselves. And the biggest message that we have is during April 8th is we want people to just be patient, all right? Because I know emotions get high during traveling times, and such things like that. But we want people to have patience with each other, show some grace, and avoid confrontation with other people.
And we talk about this a lot too, the patience part. Think of it this way, folks. Let's go to, I don't know, a Pacer game or a Colts game. Oh, here's a better one, Indy 500, okay? A lot of people do that.
Yeah.
Go to the Indy 500, right? If when the race is over, an exciting finish, oh, it's a checkered flag or whatever, and then, you know, a couple hundred thousand people at the Indianapolis Motor Speedway, they all want to leave at once. It's always the ones that just stay put and let things kind of clear out a lot that have a way better time getting back home. What I always have done when I've gone to the race several times over the years is I do my radio duties and so on and so forth, and I leave slightly before the end of the race. That's another good trick, too. And then I listen to it on the radio to hear the exciting finish and whatever, whatever. However, leaving early for the eclipse doesn't quite work that way, right? Because when they get where they're going, they're going to want to, you know, stay for that checkered flag. All right. Anything else about the eclipse you wanted to cover?
You know, so most of the time, again, we have a website. Actually, NDOT has a website. It's TrafficWise, so it's 511IN.org.
I use it all the time.
Yeah, 511IN.org, and you can actually see what traffic looks like real time and maybe be able to adjust your route to leave the area. But most of the time, the area that we are in, you can just see it from your home. So that would probably be the best way to view the eclipse from the comfort of my porch.
Uh-huh.
And I don't have to worry about
driving
other drivers or any of this other mess. So just everybody be prepared, be patient with each other.
All right, that's all April the 8th. Going backwards now, the first time we've talked to you since a couple of winter episodes, that Interstate 70 thing that happened in February, that was 19 or whatever cars or whatever. Wow.
Yeah, we had, I think our guys worked 20 crashes, 17 or 18 slide-offs, and they had like 15 assist motorists, so people who something went wrong on their vehicle and they had to take care of that.
Mm-hmm. Officer Kyle West works for the Indiana State Police. He's really good to shoot us some information from time to time, and I remember he was communicating with what he was seeing on the roads that day too, and you people are all doing great work for us. If somebody wanted to work for you, you're still in a hiring zone, right? You've got a deadline coming up?
Absolutely. We're still taking applications till April 28th, and if anyone's interested in applying for the state police, they can go to indianatrooper.com and put in an application again till April 28th. I mean, we're trying to take as many people as we can. I think we still have 25 in the recruit class now, so the chances of people making on are
excellent.
Elevated.
Good,
yeah.
good. All right, Sergeant Keegan, always a pleasure. Thank you for the time and the in-studio. We appreciate you. Have a good rest of your day.
I appreciate it. I always like coming on the station here.
We're glad that you're here. More to come on WMUN.
Do you find yourself stuck in a timeshare? Get the real facts about the timeshare industry and your options for cancellation. Chuck McDowell, founder of Wesley Financial Group, has put together a free information guide that reveals the secrets the timeshare industry doesn't want you to know, including the 5 ways to get rid of your timeshare. Call now and get this timeshare information guide absolutely free. Call 800-919-3200. That's 800-919-3200. 800-919-3200.
Federal authorities are now pressuring banks to spy on the transactions of conservatives. Hi, I'm Dr. Ron Paul, and this is yet another reason why you need a physical gold IRA from Birch Gold Group. To learn more, text the word SHELTER to 989898 to get your free info kit on gold IRAs. Secure your IRA or 401k right now. Text SHELTER to 989898 to request your free info kit right now.
Message and data rates may apply.
Paid for by
text and enrolls you in recurring automated marketing text messages. Consent not required to purchase. Message and data rates may apply.
Leaving for the gym so early?
I'm ready to go.
Since you started taking Nugenix Total T, you've been acting like when we met in our 20s.
I feel like myself again. Lower testosterone after turning 40 slowed me down. Nugenix Total T has been a game changer for me.
What is it about Nugenix Total T that's different?
Well, it's a patented key ingredient called Testofen. It boosts free and total testosterone to help you get back the drive and energy from your youth. youth. It's backed by 5 clinical studies.
I've seen the huge difference it's made for you in the gym, at work, and in the bedroom.
I'm so glad I sent them a text for my complimentary bottle. Text HUNK to 321-321 right now for your complimentary bottle of Nugenix Total Tea. Nugenix is the number one selling testosterone-boosting brand at GNC and Walmart. Do it now, and we'll also send you a bottle of Nugenix Thermo X, our newest, most powerful fat burner ever. Absolutely free. Text HUNK to 321-321. That's HUNK to 321-321.
Is the IRS coming after you for unpaid taxes you can't afford to pay? This special notice is for you. The IRS has made it easier to resolve your tax debt with special IRS tax relief programs, including the Fresh Start Initiative. These historic IRS programs are designed to help taxpayers like you resolve their tax debt and may qualify you for significant reductions. Call Community Tax to see if you qualify. They're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau with 4.5 stars on Google, and they're top rated by Consumer Affairs. Now's your chance for significant relief. Free yourself from your IRS nightmare and avoid wage garnishments, liens on your bank account, your pension, on your home, or even your Social Security income. If you can't afford to pay your back taxes, if you haven't filed in years, call the Community Tax Helpline now at 800-273-0135. Solve your IRS problems today. Call for your free consultation, 800-273-0135, 800-273-0135.
Live. Weekdays from 8 to 9 a.m. with replays later, this is the Daily Delaware County Today with Steve Lindell.
Live at the Mike Rhodes House, our editor-in-chief of MuncieJournal.com and 765BusinessJournal.com. In addition to Ukraine still listening, if I knew how to speak in Ukrainian, I would. Maybe it's Mr. Zelensky himself. Is that possible? Mom's listening in Minnesota. I know how to speak her language. I'm Steve Lindell. It's 8:22 Eastern Time. Let's get a snapshot of our day today.
It's March 5th, and this is your Fox Daily Snapshot. It's National Cheese Doodle Day. I think we're all aware of this little snack which turns our fingers orange, but we still can't put them down. There remains a great deal of debate surrounding who may have actually invented cheese doodles, but one thing is not up for debate: how much people love them. Whether baked, crunchy, or fried, 15 million pounds are made each year. Also on this date, in 1770, the Boston Massacre took place. Widely considered the first conflict on the road to the American Revolution, British soldiers fired into a crowd of colonists who were pelting them with snowballs, ice, and rocks. 5 colonists were killed by the British Redcoats, including African-American Crispus Attucks, who was the first to be killed and is considered the first casualty in the War for Independence. If it's your birthday today, you share it with Hall of Fame wide receiver Michael Irvin, born in 1966. I'm Tushar Saxena, and that's your Fox Daily Snapshot.
On WMUN, News Talk, Sports Talk, Community Talk, we are the talk of Muncie. And we've got some high school basketball plans for you. We'll lay that out before the end of the hour on WMUN. Furtive is the word of the day, WMUN word of the day. Furtive glances were not shared last Friday when they were sneaking my wife Nancy into the building with my birthday gift, flowers, and an on-air light, which now resides in my office. Furtive is the word of the day, F-U-R-T-I-V-E, done in a quiet and secretive way to avoid being noticed, also known as surreptitious. Surreptitious could be its own word of the day. Word of the day, WMUN, sponsorable. Mark Forrester always wonders that kind of stuff. And the calendar provided by Pat Lindell, who is vacationing elsewhere now and not listening this morning. Around here, next item, more on the weather. Paul Poteet was always sharing the information with us. Let's get a statewide sort of look now with some rain coming in today, but that's not all, John Herrick reports.
Along with the rain, there could also be some hail Tuesday, but nothing too severe, says Chad Swain. He's a meteorologist with the National Weather Service.
Rain chances linger into Wednesday morning, but that'll just be a few showers. And then rain chances return Thursday night into the weekend.
He says he'll know more about how much rain could be coming this weekend once we get closer to the weekend. John Herrick, Network Indiana.
WMUN News Talk, Sports Talk, Community Talk, or the talk of Muncie on 92.5 FM, 1340 AM. scrolling the silver alert page right now. State of Indiana still has active the statewide silver alert that started February 4. She went missing February 3 that night. This is 15-year-old Ella Saylor, 5'4", 230 pounds, brown hair, brown eyes. We desperately need information on Ella. You can call 911 or the Muncie Police Department directly. I believe you can remain anonymous. And Ella, if for some reason you're listening, just let somebody know where you are and that you're okay. Here's that number again, 765-747-4838. 765-747-4838. WMUN, the news part of our talk station, will certainly track Super Tuesday. Today is that day, and our coverage will come from Fox News Radio.
Democracy 24.
It is Super Tuesday, and more than a third of all Republican delegates will be allocated in the GOP's presidential nominating contest based on today's results. And the Trump campaign believes they will have enough for the nomination by next week. Former South Carolina Governor Nikki Haley says, well, we'll see.
Our goal is just to be competitive.
She told Fox's Martha McCallum on The Story Monday, while polling shows most voters don't want to see a general election between President Biden and former President Trump.
I'm a conservative Republican. I always have been. I always will be. I'm not going to do a third party. That's not anything I'm interested in. But these voices cannot be ignored.
The former president spoke from his Florida country club Monday after the Supreme Court said states like Colorado can't kick him off the ballot. But he blamed President Biden for his legal troubles.
President Biden, number one, stop weaponization. Fight yourself.
The Biden campaign then issued what they called a statement on Trump's unhinged ramblings at his country club. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
WMUN. So just to summarize that report of all that was just covered, basically what you could say about all of that was, it was Monday. Does it ever just get a little tiring, all of it? I'm just kind of speaking from my heart here. Just sometimes the snowballs, the ice balls that are lobbed at each other from the parties and the partisans and the people and the whatever. It's just, wow. I mean, I know you need to know, and that's why we do what we do. There has been an extension of a trial that may want to know about. We'll have that coming up bottom of hour. First, let's help you with your taxes. A quick little tax tip on WMUN.
The American Opportunity Tax Credit, and that's up to $2,500 per student during the first 4 years of education to be used towards required college course materials, tuitions, and fees. If no taxes are owed, 40% or $1,000 is refundable. The Lifetime Learning Credit provides an annual credit of up to $2,000 for qualifying education costs. There is no limit to how many years the benefit can be claimed, so it is a great option for those working on graduate or non-degree programs. Jackie DeAngelis, Fox News.
WMUN coming next, our local news summary, including that new information that was released yesterday afternoon. Our Peter Killeen had that report on our afternoon news summary regarding a Muncie trial date extension. That and more coming up next on WMUN.
At Mulligan's Clubhouse Grill at Crestview Golf Club, winter is the time to bundle up. Why don't you bundle up at Mulligan's, where they serve breakfast, lunch, and dinner every day. Specials every month and your favorite teams on their multiple TVs. Pizza, smash burgers, and appetizers for the whole family. Visit Mulligan's Clubhouse Grill at Crestview Golf Club for your next meal.
Getting quality employees to fill positions in your company is essential, but finding those people can be a major hassle, unless you use ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter makes finding quality people a breeze. And right now you can try it for free at ziprecruiter.com/free. With ZipRecruiter, one click sends your job to hundreds of top job sites. But more than that, ZipRecruiter's advanced technology identifies the candidates with the skills you need, sends you a list of great matches to review, then actively invites them to apply for your job. And the results speak for themselves. 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. That's right, the first day. Now you can focus on your business and let ZipRecruiter do the work finding the best people for you. See for yourself. Experience the ease, efficiency, and power of ZipRecruiter for free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
There's a certain feeling you get when you open a book and dive into a story. But where did the story begin? What inspired it? And what exactly is the community reading? Find out by joining Cam and TC every Saturday morning at 8 a.m. for Page Turners, the broadcast book club brought to you by Muncie Community Schools, right here on WMUN, the talk of Muncie, 92.5 FM, 1340 AM.
I need two things for my breakfast, and Silk gives me both. I need to enjoy it, because meals are meant to be enjoyed, right? And I need it to fuel my morning. Silk has flavors, varieties, and recipes so anyone can make a breakfast they love. A smoothie, cereal, there are endless possibilities. My favorite, I like smoothies. I like salted peanut butter and snickerdoodle, if you hadn't noticed. And it's a good source of vitamins A, D, and E to help power you through your day. It's plant-based breakfast perfection. Learn more about Silk products at silk.com.
At Lowe's, save big every day when you buy in bulk. Save 15% when you buy 10 or more select primed finger joint boards. Plus, save an extra 5% every day on eligible purchases when you use your Lowe's business credit card. Visit us for the materials you need. Lowe's knows savings. Lowe's knows pros. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. Discount taken at time of purchase. See sales associate for details. 5% offer subject to credit approval. Exclusions and terms apply. See store at Lowe's.com/credit for details. U.S. only.
Listen to Delaware County Today on Alexa. Just enable the skill. Then say, Alexa, play WMUN. Now back to Steve Lindell.
Coming up on 8:32 Eastern Time, Chicagoland, I see you back online. I know you try and connect to what's happening in Muncie, Delaware County by listening to this program. We appreciate you for that. I'm Steve Lindell, and our local news summary begins now. A lead item that broke yesterday afternoon, anchor Peter Killeen of the afternoon news updates on Woof Boom Radio had the story of another continuance. The federal court trial of former Muncie police officer Corey Posey, age 31, is now delayed again. July 8th, Judge Tanya Walton Pratt granted a motion to reschedule due to a scheduling conflict. However, Judge Pratt said, and I quote, because of the age of this case, parties should anticipate no further continuances, Judge wrote in her order. Star Press had this. The charges stem, for those that don't remember, because it is an aged case, from the allegation that Posey had falsified a report stemming from an August 2018 incident that saw fellow officer Chase Winkle batter an arrestee. Winkle last August was sentenced to 10 years in federal prison after pleading guilty to 11 charges stemming from attacks on arrestees in 2018 and 2019 also. Last October, Posey negotiated a deal with prosecutors and agreed to plead guilty to obstruction of justice. However, that deal was rejected by the judge on January 31st. She noted, quote, a disparity in the proposed resolution of Posey's case and the sentences of the other three former Muncie police officers who also became co-defendants in the Winkle investigation. Those former officers entered guilty pleas and received executed sentences that range between 19 months and 6 months. So again, a continuance again in the case against Corey Posey. I believe the last one involved in that case in the first place. Now to the rest of our local news summary. These stories and more airing on all of our stations in East Central Indiana and now on WMUN. We don't have the money without help. More coverage from the Muncie State of the City address. Mayor Ridenour said, we need money help for McGalliard and Tillotson.
So we applied for and worked with the federal government, the state government. We now have funding. It's in three different parts, three different years. I'm going to show you where it's getting done. Please share it with people so that they know. And there's a reason we're not doing Tillotson first. Did anybody see the little piece yesterday? There's major 1 mile long stretch that the utility has to finish, AEP, with their underground line.
That work will be done sometime between July 1 this year and June 30 of next year. The not-on-purpose defense will likely not work. Joshua Lee Farmer is charged with 2 counts of murder in connection to deaths near a Connersville graveyard. WTHR says that the court documents show Thomas Combs found dead August 17, 2022, shot in the face and neck. Then September of 2022, cops were called to a home across the street from the Connersville City Cemetery, and they found Joshua Durham shot to death. In Feb 2024, DNA came back on the beer can from the first shooting. It matched the victim, Combs, and also Farmer. On October 4, 2023, police interviewed Farmer, and he said allegedly, "I didn't kill no one on purpose." That's a quote. Meet Patrick Mulater. Would you have entered the Republican race for 5th District Congress in Indiana if the incumbent had been running since the outset?
Frankly, I doubt that many, if any, of the other candidates would have entered the race.
Victoria Spartz changed her mind, and we asked Mulater if you will drop out.
I'm pregnant with this campaign, and this baby's going full term.
From WMUN News Radio yesterday. More prep for prep week from WLBC reporter Brett Busby.
Next week, during Severe Weather Preparedness Week, Madison County Emergency Management says they'll be holding training for storm spotters that play an integral part in severe weather safety. Tom Harbin of EMA's Warning Division.
We have about 20 observation points around the county, and they report back what they're seeing, and that is very helpful both to us in giving warnings and to the National Weather Service, to which we relay reports of significant weather.
6 p.m. Tuesday, March 12 at AU's York Performing Arts Center, 1100 East 5th and Anderson. Brett Busby, WLBC Radio News.
We will carry both the Delta and the Wapahani games on radio Saturday on 96.7 and 102.9 FM. We'll also carry the Liberty Christian game on Oldies 101 Radio Sports. That's a 12:45 airtime on 101.1 and 12:40 AM. Wolf Boom Radio TV on all three games as well. Senator Todd Young is keeping tight-lipped about whether or not he'll make an endorsement in the race for president.
Young took part in a public forum hosted by Punchbowl News in Washington over the weekend, during which he was asked if he would endorse Donald Trump for president. His response?
Not being particularly clever, and I haven't shown great reservation in speaking of this topic, but I get bored by the topic.
Young said between working on spending bills and other legislation in Congress, there has been no time for Donald J. Trump. He also said he's not expecting to speak up on the topic of an endorsement anytime soon. Kurt Darling, Network Indiana.
A male shot and died near Victory Liquors on Indy's east side on Sunday. Ryan Hedrick tells us what we know.
The victim's name is Corey Reed. He was found shot in his car. It was one of several shootings over the weekend. IMPD says they are making progress in curbing violent crime.
We made a significant number of arrests last year and this year, whether it be homicide investigations or aggravated assault investigations. We've been able to do that based off information provided from the community.
Officer William Young says Reed died at the scene. Ryan Hedrick, Network Indiana.
I'm Peter Colleen. Redtail Land Conservancy, based in Muncie, announcing the protection of a vital piece of historic wetland with the acquisition of Buck Creek Fen Preserve. It's a 68-acre wetland habitat in the heart of the Big Blue River Valley, north of Summit Lake, according to the Star Press.
This was the wild ending over the weekend.
Tied at 76 with 1.6 to go.
If it's close, the referee's going to call it.
Hannah throws it in from the baseline left. Who's he going to look for? Neither team has a timeout. Hannah just chucks it. It's caught. It's put up. Is it in time? It is. Crum caught it underneath the basket right side, and it's over. It's over. Western Michigan just won it.
Mick Tidrow and Learfield on the call. One last chance for BSU men's basketball at home tonight, Worthen Arena, and live on WMUN with pregame at 6:40 p.m. the murder of a five-year-old found in a suitcase in 2022 is getting national attention. Wes Woodward has that story.
The documentary series In Pursuit with John Walsh is in southern Indiana in hopes that the mother of the boy can be located. Cairo Jordan was found dead in Washington County in a suitcase in April of 2022. Don Coleman, a friend of Jordan's mother, is serving a 30-year sentence for conspiracy to commit murder. Dejon Anderson is still wanted for murder by police and may be hiding out in the Los Angeles area. Wes Woodward, Network Indiana.
I'm Peter Killeen. The application for the American Association of University Women Muncie Branch non-traditional student scholarship is now available. Applications are due Monday, April 1st. The scholarship is worth $1,500, available for the 2024-2025 academic year, effective August 1st, 2024 through July 31st next year.
Peter Killeen, our afternoon news anchor on WMUN and the rest of the Wolf Boom Radio Group. I'm Steve Lindell. This is Delaware County Today on the fifth day of March. Some rain and thunder chances around here today after that near mid-70 afternoon yesterday in the nice sunny skies. Nance and I were out in the backyard and enjoyed our meal on the back 40, which is really far less than 40, and we will not be doing that today because, you know, the weather will not be as conducive. All right, next up, our item with Howie now, talking about what I saw him do over the weekend.
Media Minute with Howard Kurtz.
I was griping on the air Sunday about why the Supreme Court was taking so long to decide Colorado's attempt to kick Donald Trump off the ballot. Yesterday, boom, after a huge media buildup, the justices, 9-0, said that Colorado does not have that power, and neither does any other state, including Maine and Illinois, which jumped on the bandwagon. Now, they said nothing in the Constitution requires that we endure such chaos. But what's interesting is, at the time, especially MSNBC brought in all these anchors and legal analysts who said that, sure, under the 14th Amendment, Trump was an insurrectionist, should not be allowed to be on the ballot, no one should be able to vote for him. But now they are criticizing a ruling that Elena Kagan, Sonia Sotomayor, and Ketanji Brown Jackson agreed with the conservative majority. Think about that. With your Media Minute, Howie Kurtz, Fox News.
WMUN, home of Tony Katz today. I think he is done traveling. No, he's not done. He was yesterday on WMUN, still in Israel, with a report from there. Tony Katz today is noon to 3, part of the talk portion of News Talk, Sports Talk, Community Talk, the talk of Muncie. We'll look at the sports portion of our schedule and a nugget about one of the many high school games that we're going to have on Saturday that's getting statewide attention. That's next on WMUN.
Texting enrolls you in recurring automated marketing text messages. Consent not required to purchase. Message and data rates may apply.
Guys, let's talk. When I turned 40, I was feeling burnt out, unsatisfied with my marriage and career. I couldn't recognize the man I'd become. Honestly, I thought I would never be the same man again. Then I figured out I had lower testosterone and found Nugenix Total T. It changed everything. After 1 month, I rediscovered the man I know I am. That guy from my youth. I was hitting the gym, feeling passion in my marriage, feeling more energetic at work. Nugenix Total T includes Testofen, a patented ingredient clinically shown to boost free and total testosterone. And right now, you can get a complimentary bottle and try Total T for yourself. Just send a text. Text TARE to 369-369 right now for your complimentary bottle of Nugenix Total T. It's the number one selling testosterone boosting brand at GNC and Walmart. Do it now and they'll also send you a bottle of Nugenix Thermo X, their newest, most powerful fat burner ever, absolutely free. Text TEAR to 369-369. That's TARE to 369-369.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Transform the look of your home with big savings at Menards. Window images, faux wood, room darkening blinds add a classic design and privacy. They're available in a variety of trendy colors, like oak, gray, or mahogany to match any decor. Plus, get them trimmed to width for free. Save big money on window treatments at Menards. And don't forget to check out our flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
Hi,
This is Tori from Muncie. I choose Ruse Holistic Pet Supplies because of the knowledgeable staff. Their motto is healthier pets, one meal at a time. And the education they gave me about the food I buy for my pets made my decision easier to choose Ruse every time.
Haley Perkins here with Ruse Holistic Pet Supplies in Muncie. Our experience, food trials, and trusted products makes a huge difference in these pets and helps them become a happier, healthier member of your family. Ruse Holistic Pet Supplies, healthier pets, one meal at a time.
Second Harvest Food Bank invites you to be part of their annual Fill a Bowl fundraiser. They feed thousands of our neighbors every month, but they depend on the community's support to make that happen. Give today and help spread the word so they can find more supporters and reach more people. Every $5 turns into 40 meals thanks to their match partners, Kroger Payless and IU Health Ball Memorial. Fill a bowl today at curehunger.org. That's curehunger.org.
Hey, Cardinal fans, it's your last chance to check out the Ball State men's basketball team at home this season. Let's pack Werther Arena tonight as the Cardinals host the Kent State Golden Flashes for some action. Tip time just after 7. Tickets on sale at ballstatesports.com or call the ticket office at 1-888-BSU-TICKET. You can also buy at the gate tonight. Let's be loud and proud. All the steals and slams of Ball State basketball inside Werther for one final time tonight. Chirp, chirp.
FM, AM, and Alexa. Live daily and on demand at WMUNMuncie.com. Now back to Steve Lindell on Delaware County Today.
This afternoon, the Daily Sports Talk Show is the Power Hour. Mark Forster is away on assignment. Jared Boomer, I believe, is filling in again today for Mark. And then I have Zach Johnson tomorrow, 4 to 5. Mark returns on the Thursday. Here's the sports plan around East Central Indiana on radio. Purdue men's basketball, boiler up. There's a 6 p.m. airtime tonight on Oldies 101 Radio Sports. The command on your Alexa is play WHBU for that and all the games. I think we're allowed to stream those games. Ball State men closer to home in Muncie, Delaware County. As you've been hearing, tonight is the final home game of the regular season. That's a 7 p.m. tip-off. The 6:40 airtime is from Learfield Sports on WMUN right here, AM, FM, and the Learfield Varsity Sports app as well. I believe we also are allowed to stream that on our streaming devices as well. Next item will be the Ball State women's basketball game, and that will be tomorrow, March 6th. It says 4:40 in the afternoon. Is that right? It's got to be. 4:40 for the pregame. That would interrupt part of the Power Hour now that I mention it. If that's correct, boy, I hope that's right. 5 p.m. tip. Checking that for the tomorrow Ball State women's basketball schedule. I'm getting a nod from Emily Guffey in the Axia Command Center. Pacers will be on the radio on the 7th of March. 6:30 is the pregame on that one. And then a big, big Saturday, all right? Wait a second, I skipped Friday. Ball State men's basketball will be on the road Friday, a rare Friday game. 6:40 the pregame, 7 o'clock is the tip on that one. Then Saturday is huge. I see the coaches show at 10 o'clock in the morning. I'm not positive if they're going to execute that one or not because of what we have planned for high school hoops. Now, here on WMUN, you're going to get the Ball State women's game that afternoon. 1:40 is the pregame for a 2 p.m. tip for the Ball State women on Saturday afternoon. That is contractually obligated to land here on the Voice of the Cardinals, WMUN. Down the hallway, we'll bring you high school games. I'll tell you the what's, where's, and when's about that in just a moment. First, let's get another item here about Super Tuesday stress. Apparently, it's a thing.
This is House Call for Health. Today is Super Tuesday, the day multiple states hold primary elections to eventually help decide who the nominees will be for the 2024 presidential race. But voting on something like this can cause some to become stressed out. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention defines stress as feelings of unease, anxiety, frustration, nervousness, fearfulness, or helplessness. And all those symptoms can lead to things like changes in sleep, appetite, or energy levels. Berkeley University Health Services lists several ways to cope with election-related stress on its website. Avoid dwelling on things you can't control. Do something like an activity that you enjoy. Unplug. Limit media consumption if it's bugging you. Connect. Engage with supportive friends and talk about issues. Be present. Give yourself permission to feel the way you do. And try not to judge your emotions or to judge others. For more health news, go to foxnewshealth.com. House Call for Health. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
High school basketball tournament, 102.9 FM, 96.7 FM. That's where you'll find the Delta and Wapahani games on Saturday.
The rise of AI.
Following accusations of a woke AI chatbot, Google is looking to rebound. The CEO of their AI division shared they would relaunch their Gemini image generation service in a few weeks, but the entire debacle is raising questions around what the root issue here is, the code or Google's culture. Critics are highlighting that Google's leadership in the past has been very liberal. There was a leaked video going back to the 2016 election of Google's leadership lamenting President Trump's win. You pair that with what we're seeing from Gemini in recent weeks, and critics are concerned. Now, Google maintains their product is unbiased, but some critics, including FCC Commissioner Brendan Carr, remain unconvinced.
And what this is doing is laying bare for the American people to see that the political ideology that permeates Silicon Valley is finding its way into algorithms. And that's why I think we have to step in at a federal government and a state government and put some guardrails in place.
Kelly O'Grady, Fox News.
Next item, one owl inspiring legislators to add laws.
Take a pause.
You know, Flacco, the celebrity owl in New York that died after apparently crashing into a building? That's inspired state lawmakers to promote buildings that are safer for birds. A group is pushing the Flacco Act, the Feathered Lives Also Count Act, to honor the owl. New state buildings will have to incorporate bird-friendly designs, like installing coatings on windows so they're not so transparent and birds aren't hitting them as much. And do you know the legend of the ravens at the Tower of London?
If the ravens leave the tower, a disaster will befall the monarch and the kingdom will fall.
That's newly appointed Tower Raven Master Michael Barney Chandler, who says there's always going to be a minimum number of ravens at the tower.
We've never let the number drop below six, and it's not going to happen while I'm here.
And the ravens get a special diet of meat, biscuits, and blood that keeps them sticking around for more. Take a pause. Jill Nato, Fox News.
Okay, I got a stomach ache. All right, there's nice people in Canada, too.
The Dean's List with Janice Dean.
A decade of kindness makes the Dean's List from British Columbia, Canada. It all started when Aileen Ingram started raising money for a young boy who had his bicycle stolen, and that one charitable act sparked a movement. As more of the community began paying it forward, a nonprofit organization came to be called Kindness in the Kootenays, which is the region in British Columbia Aileen is from. The saying was, if you give someone a hand up, open a door for somebody, even give them a big smile, just try to do something to make their day better. There are 20 members and a Facebook group that organizes events around the community, such as gathering food and clothing for people in need, raising funds for those dealing with health issues and medical expenses. Aileen says the idea was inspired by the movie Pay It Forward, with the theme of doing good deeds, inspiring others to do the same. It's these kinds of stories that keep the Dean's List in business. Janice Dean, Fox News.
And that's a nice way to end the story after the gross owl story. with respect to the owl story, I know it was a segment ago, but what I felt compelled to say is, who is coming up with these stories? Probably too soon. Tomorrow morning in our news, we're finding out that not only are we broadcasting three big high school boys basketball games over the weekend, but we're also finding out that those three games in particular are some of what the Indy Star purports to be the top interesting games and matchups of the entire tournament so far. Statewide in Indiana, our version of Hoosier Hysteria rolls on, and we've got all those games. Last item here, Ukraine, you're still listening, and I'm glad. Would you please, I'll keep it completely secret, just tell me who you are. Drop me an email. If you're listening on Alexa, you sure have the internet, obviously. WMUN at woofboom.com. WMUN at woof like the dog, boom like the firecracker.com like the interwebs. WMUN at woofboom.com. I want to hear from who is listening in Ukraine. Not the first time we've seen that listener pop up on the map either. For those of you listening around here in East Central Indiana, Muncie, Delaware County, we thank you. For Emily Guffey back in the Axia Command Center this morning as the producer, I'm Steve Lindell. Back tomorrow morning on WMUN.